I'ma be rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest, but I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest, but I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I done took some losses. I was so heartless. I was stuck in the darkness. I took all my charges. 2-bedroom apartment. We live with my auntie, my mother, my father, 3 cousins and uncle. I survived through the trouble. I got it off the muscle. Pop said to hustle. These streets, they don't love you. But I did what I had to. I got them packs that I ran through. Then I got that car that was bad news. They identified my homie by his tattoos. Watch them friends that's close to you. You know that we think about smoking you. So make sure you do what you're supposed to do. And keep that toaster close to you. Had the new shit, then I lost it all. Game ain't free, it cost a bomb. To reach the top, you gotta see the bottom. Get on my God. I'm rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest. But I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest, but I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. Put the pain in the heart in a verse for you. You my dog, put a hater in a hearse for you. Feeling like my whole block cursed. Done grew up, call shots first. Supremes died and the city cried. Big homie lost son, 5 days alive. Work too hard, that's garbage. Phonies walk around acting the hardest. I'ma stay authentic and live inspired. Grinding forever till the day I die. Life's so hard, it ain't easy. I'ma be rich regardless, please believe me. I'ma be rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest, but I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless. I'm grinding the hardest, but I gotta be honest. I done took some losses. I'ma be rich regardless. I'ma be rich regardless.
Peace, family. Peace, peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations on the Rocks. It's your boy, Ice, the coolest host you know.
Yeah, and it's your boy, Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
What's good out there? What's good, Rhythmics Radio? We back for it with another one. We got our homie, CP, in the building. We're going to get into interviewing him, the second portion of this interview, but we appreciate you, man,
I appreciate you guys.
You know what I mean? Taking time out and because you be busy out there, man. You be out there detailing everything, man.
Yeah, man. So I love doing, man.
We appreciate that, and y'all going to probably hear him later on through the show. He's going to chime, man. We also got the nigga Gio in the building.
What's good, Gio?
What's up, Gio?
This, that, and the third.
What's up, man? This, that, and the third, man.
In the building.
And we got Bobby Souls, man. No Tomatoes, man. Who's coming on later or after us anyway. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for all that. Oh, man. That's what we're not going to do over here. That's what we're not going to do. But Ice, man, how your week been, man?
But let's get right into the pregame.
Y'all already know.
We're going to get right into it.
There we go.
Live radio.
Y'all know we.
Damn. I put my shit on mute. What's going on? Man, it was a great week, man. It was a great week. Great weekend was amazing too. You know what I mean? And have fun with the fam. You know what I mean? My daughter's getting older. She's about to be 16 this week. It's crazy, bro.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And this week. I just took her to motherfucking get her nose pierced and shit. And I was just like sitting in Rio, just like, damn. I remember people used to be here, you know, when we was young and shit. Get tattoos, man. And shit now.
Damn, bro.
This shit crazy, bro.
But we were just talking about this shit because I feel the same way. Like I said, my Diamond Princess is about to be 20 years old this year. Then my junior, he's already 18, man. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a 15-year-old.
You got grown adults walking around and shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know how I feel about that, man. I don't know how to feel about that and shit, man. Yeah. So,
I got twins.
Yeah, twin girls too.
Look, yeah, he got twin girls, so yeah, so I guess we shouldn't be complaining like that. I guess we shouldn't be complaining. That's what it is, man. But I'm glad everybody had a good week and everything like that. So without further ado, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's get in the opening shots, man. Shout out to Rhythmix Radio.
You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Rhythmix opening shots. Salud. A lot been going on. Last week we had a Valentine's Day special, so we didn't really get into the nuts and bolts of what we regularly do,
right?
Because we was talking about a lot of sexual, how you get your girl and toys and motherfucking candles and shit. Shout out to everybody who was on last week.
If you ain't see it, go back and watch it.
Exactly. Check us out on the YouTube Conversations on the Rocks. But also, man, so a lot has happened since then. You know what I mean? And the first thing that comes to mind in opening shots, man, is what's going on in Texas. You know what I'm saying? The state of Texas got a lot of flooding, bad wintry weather. You know what I'm saying? The infrastructure couldn't handle it. And I think a lot of them are just now getting their power back today. It's supposed to be it's crazy. A lot of pictures I saw, like people's houses, pipes bust and shit.
Right.
A lot of folks and family down there. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
What part?
San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio. Okay.
Houston's bad, man.
It was bad for Texas everywhere though too, cause like you, CP, we all know, Wendy was down there too.
Yeah.
San Antonio also. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, his family, Latoria, she has some family down there.
Okay.
She showed me some pictures. It was bad. Like you said, water pipes are busting, so it's a lot of floods going on like that, and people trying to get their life right because like we're still in the coronavirus, so that's what makes it even tougher for them right now.
Exactly.
So shouts out to them and prayers.
Prayers up to Texas and shit, man.
Yeah, definitely
and,
prayers to Texas.
I never been, but conversation on the rocks, thoughts and prayers is with y'all, and hopefully everybody get together. I heard there's a lot of like wild shit going on with the water. Like it's privatized and it's a whole crazy system with that.
Can't wash the face, nothing.
And then they said the senator Ted Cruz, he went to go to Cancun and shit, dropped his kids off during this whole thing.
That's just the white thing to do.
Trying to be a good dad.
That's just the white thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
It was wild. What else been going on around?
Man, also, something else I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying? DOJ announced charges against North Korea hacker spies accused of stealing more than $1.3 billion in cash and cryptocurrencies.
I heard that. I heard about that, man. And
that's big. That's a lot of motherfucking money right there, man.
And for, it's a lot of people out there getting on that Bitcoin and, the different cryptocurrencies. So, and because of what they feel is secure and things of that nature. But when you hear things like this, it's like...
Well, the only thing I can say is, like, anything new, you cannot call it secure until you've had it around for this many times, that many times, or whatever. So, and then also with this pandemic... Well, everybody just sitting at home trying to look for the next way to come up because, like, shit, what? Motherfucking jobs is down right now. Unemployment is out of, you know what I'm saying, control. That motherfucking stimulus package is only going to last but for so long.
Right, that's
what
real.
What the fuck you think you going to do?
That's real.
So you trying to find something. Now, to know it was like North Korea hackers. Man, look, man. Y'all can say what y'all want. You know them niggas is smart little motherfuckers.
And they ain't playing with nobody.
And then, you know, and then for real,
Trump
gone.
He like Trump gone. Fuck
just
y'all.
Just the cash and the cryptocurrency, like I said, with that being so big right now and being so new, a lot of people hit big off of that shit.
Right.
So you got to figure if they know how to hack into all of that shit, there's a lot of money missing. And they hit a lot of big spots, man.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's no tracking that. It ain't like
you, yeah, you know yeah. That's mean? The yeah, bad part. You know that's the mean? Bad part. But also, then you also got to think too. Like shit, where there's so much internet. All it takes is with a little type here and there. All it takes for that said, shit, Jerome.
1.2
Oh man, billion? What I say? Yeah, 1.3 Yeah, three. Give them them three. Oh, give okay, them three.
You want the extras?
Yeah, shit. Give them the that three, man. Yeah, but they ran off with a lot of shit.
That's crazy.
And we're still not even right yet. So that just lets you know, oh, we might be fucked up here. We might be fucked up, man.
Man,
you
anything's
know what I'm
happening
saying?
Now during the pandemic and shit. Man, and with that said, shit. Man, we're going to get into entertainment update.
You already know.
Yep.
Tell us that.
Salute.
You already know.
And the first thing we're going to get into, man, is the homie Dr. Dre. So we always report on Dr. Dre, man. He's been, the last 6 months of his life has just been crazy. You know what I mean? Just right. With the brain aneurysm to, like, you know what I'm saying, fighting a divorce. And now I guess they caught him with his side chick or something. And he ain't wanted to get out.
So, hey, man, look. So, I don't know if she's a side chick. You know what I'm saying? But, like...
So, what's your... Have your sources.
My thing is, like, this... This was just a bad time for Dre right now. Like, this was just bad timing for Dre. This was really bad timing for Dre. Dre, if you listening, dog... Hey, look, man, been a fan since day one. Chronic, all that shit into my nigga. But, look, okay? Seen what your little... ex-wife is doing, because I heard he doesn't like nobody to talk bad about her. He's still willing to slap somebody for her. I don't know why he should slap his goddamn self. But anyway, Dre, love you, bruh. Now, the real thing about this is Monique Slaughter actually put this out on blast. Yeah. See, Dre and his, I guess what y'all want to call side chick, they had this under control. We didn't even know about this until she said something. She got on a live and said, well, somebody in the group and asked if they was dating. And okay, first off, shorty, shut up. That's first off. Second of all, you had just got on the live. Nobody asked you how your day was, no nothing. You just came out. They was like, they go Monique Star. She said, yes, but somebody on my live said, they want to know if Dre and April is dating. And now the side chick is supposed to be April, which is Omarion's old little joint, which has been tossed around.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible. Because didn't Fizz get on it? Oh, it's fizzy in here. It's
a lot
fizzy.
Going on with this.
It's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody want to do that love and hip-hop shit. Shorty, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, stop. Yeah. So that's bad. But for Moniece, shorty, you was dead wrong. And so now she's getting threatening calls from Dre. Let me tell you something. If y'all didn't see Straight Out of Motherfucking Compton. Hey, look. If y'all didn't see Miss Charlay Special. Miss Charlay Special.
NWA,
and
huh?
Yeah, hey, man, stop playing. This nigga ain't playing. Talking about, oh, I got it all on tape. I bet the fuck you do got it all on tape. You messy bitch. Stop it. Stop, man.
Shout out to Dre, man.
Hey,
hey
man. Shout
yo.
Out to Dre. Hey, and Dre, drop the detox or something. Chronic 3000 or something, nigga. You might hurry up. Because it's getting bad.
You got to switch it up, huh?
Yeah, man. It's getting bad, man.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, shout out to the big homie, Hove, man.
Oh, yeah, big fat.
His champagne, Ace of Spades, Armand de Brignac. I don't know how to actually say this shit, but it got acquired by Moet Hennessy, 50% and shit. You know what
big.
I mean? And,
that's
and,
big.
Yeah, man. So that's big moves and
I
shit.
I mean, damn. So
it's about,
Jay,
know
already
mean?
A billionaire. Right. How much motherfucking money? Hey, Jay, since you getting it so much, Conversations on the Rock said, what up?
Right.
See Parker Mobile D Seller said, what's up?
Yeah, sure. Shout out to Duce. Shout out.
Yeah,
you
shout
know
out
what
all
the
that.
Champagne.
No, that's big, though. That's
we,
big.
We,
and
we
it's Black History Month, too.
Yeah,
it's Black History Month.
Making history every day.
Salute that.
Making Black history every day, man. Mm-hmm. Some all, you know, shout out to Quavo. Saw that he got he's in a movie coming out with Robert De Niro. It's called Wash Me in the River. And the only other time I remember him acting, he did a good job. Shout out to Atlanta. He was in Atlanta with the Migos and shit. And they looked like, although they was kind of playing like kind of that.
Hey, that joke was funny too.
But they was like,
that nigga
shit.
Called on the phone. He said, hey, yeah, I mean, you know, the Mexicans you was supposed to meet up with, and them niggas is just looking at Quavo, and they look like they was for real about that shit. Yeah. Man. Shout out to them, man. So
salute to him. I look forward to seeing whatever that whenever that comes out, man.
That's good. Man, and because you know, Robert De Niro don't come out for just anything. So for you to be able to be in there with him,
that's the GOAT.
Yeah. You know that's big. Hey. And speaking of movies, if you was a motherfucking 80s baby, even a 90s baby, right?
Yeah.
Mortal motherfucking Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Hey, can't wait. What? Okay? Yeah, hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. Right. I'm a grown-ass goddamn man. I can't wait to see this. And it's rated R. Because you know when we can't PG-13 just so you can get...
What? 7 fatalities in that.
Hey, and to see how Jax was created, this is going to be so tough, bro.
It looks like they put some money into it. I look forward to that movie, too.
Hey,
man.
This is going to be big, man. Like, this is going to be probably a tie with Coming to America, Part 2. I think so. This is going to be one of these. One of those blockbusters.
That's supposed to come out this month? Next month.
Yeah,
next month,
right? Coming to America, I think, come out this month.
Okay.
I think. But this Mortal Kombat comes out in April.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Hey, tea parties, what's happening?
Nah, man, I look forward to that. Yeah, I look forward to it coming out, man.
And you know what's so crazy? You know you're going to have a bunch of grown men out there trying to do these motherfucking moves and shit. I'm gonna see y'all niggas out there. I'm like,
trying to free somebody.
Y'all get over here, nigga. Cause they do the finishing moves and everything, and then Melina in that joint.
As soon as the movie over, you gonna try.
Yeah, you know you gonna try. That's how we used to do it, right? That's how you used to do it. As soon as you over, like, dog, I go home and beat your ass on the motherfucking Xbox right now. Yeah, I can't wait to see that joint.
But so motherfucking Meg Thee Stallion, she's back in the news.
Yes,
Meg Thee Stallion, she's back in the news.
Back in it again.
It got a new boo. Shout out to Partisan Fontaine. You know what I'm saying? He actually dropped the album I think a year or two ago. Shit's the dope project. Dope rapper. Very talented. I think he got a Grammy. He's actually written. I think he got a Grammy writing for Cardi B and shit. So shout out to him. But him and Meg Thee Stallion, I guess, together. And the only reason why I found out is because there was a video surfacing, I guess, of him. Looked like it in a hotel or somewhere or whatever. Looked like some ladies in the bathroom. He's trying to get in the bathroom, talking about he's gonna knock the door down. This, that, and the third, and it's just not a good look. Coming from, you know what I'm saying?
From Megan's point.
It's like, yo, it's kind of jarring. Like, we're going from one wild situation of, you know what I'm saying, to another. Like,
because it makes you think now, doesn't it? About Megan Thee Stallion. First, you just got shot in the fucking foot. But you say the nigga was tripping and this and that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't even causing a scene. Now. You weren't even in the first video I saw. You weren't even in that joint. We just heard your voice. Exactly. We didn't even see homie. His man was filming the joint.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, motherfucker, I knocked this nigga. Shorty, maybe you doing something to these niggas out here, man. Stop that wop. That wop has got these niggas going crazy. Hey, now, when you say the Fontaine nigga, is that the nigga that did the joint with Cardi B? Cause that was my record. I fuck with that joint. If that's him,
that nigga just went Valley Girl on me real quick.
That was my record.
You know what I'm saying?
He is talented.
Nah. It's just funny. You know, hopefully.
In the bag. Yeah, exactly. That was my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
They cranked
so,
on
yeah, it. Shout out to Meg and motherfucking Party.
Stop playing these games with these niggas out here. For real, niggas has been quarantined, been locked in the house. Niggas ain't been out, been able to get out and be thugs like they supposed to be.
You ain't got
to
let out some testosterone. Yeah.
Niggas got to do everything through Cash App now. Niggas don't want to do that shit.
Speaking of cash, shout out to Bobby Smurda, man. I just heard he got free today. He
just got free. Shout out to Bobby Smurda, man.
Look at that Bobby Smurda dance and shit, man. Hey, I know he been in there for a minute.
Nah, for real, man.
Hot. There you go.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear what he going to put out. I don't really be wanting to hear everybody to come out. And, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to New York.
Shout out to Bobby Smurda, man. Welcome home. My nigga, stay home, bro. Because you was you was on your way to being on top. So just come back and be on top, man, for real.
All day.
Real talk.
Hey, yo, is a local. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. Go ahead.
This is a local news kind of thing. This is a local, but also a national and global at the same time news. So, motherfucking El Chapo, you know what I'm saying? His wife.
I like how you worded that.
His wife got picked up at Dulles. I guess she's in a Fairfax jail right now on a bunch of different charges. You know what I'm saying?
You said Fairfax?
Fairfax. Right around the corner.
DMV, we on! DMV, we here now! If you didn't know nothing about VA, Northern VA, man, welcome, Shawty. Hey, man, we applaud you for being here, man, for real talk, man. Thank you for being here. Yeah. And look, honestly,
only during the pandemic when you get L chopped, and I think one of the charges or something is, they trying to allegedly say she tried to help him break out one of the last times. And shit.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man.
Virginia, I
respect her because I just want to say this to all females out there right there.
That's real.
You say you a down ass bitch right now, you want to just put your hands up and say, girl, I'm this and that and that and this. This is me. I'm a down ass bitch. The next time you look at your man and say, I'm a down ass bitch, remember this motherfucker right here. Okay? This motherfucker came overseas come get this nigga over here.
All day.
And he's willing, and she probably ain't even told on this nigga just yet. Okay? So the next time you females swear up and down, and y'all look, me, my man's in there, I don't know if they dating or whatever's going on.
Right.
The next time you look a man in the face and say, you the most downest bitch out here, remember this story. You willing to do this shit, Shorty? You willing to do this? Okay? Hey, man, this Las Vegas, man, that's preach right there, man. Are you willing to do this? You say you willing to do this, Shorty, I'll marry you right now. Right now. And put a baby in you. Okay?
Uh-oh.
No, that's a down ass bitch.
Not another one.
Yeah, hell yeah, fuck it. Because you know, hey, y'all remember Bad Boy, the last Bad Boys, right? You remember how she raised that nigga and shit? We need that on the team. Fuck the dumb shit.
Oh, dog. That's funny as shit.
Hey, but look, and another thing I want to talk about, I just want to put that out there. This Gorilla Glue challenge shit is getting... And CP, I want you to chime in on this because I know you mad about it too. Let me tell you something. Okay, first off, because we didn't really get to talk about, you know, this lady, she did it before we got back on the air. Let me tell you something. The first lady who did it, dumb as fuck.
Yep.
Dumb as fuck. Okay? Just stupid as fuck. And I just want to say that. You know what? You should suck a dick and die. No bullshit.
Damn,
yeah, no. I'm going to, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because that was stupid. That was stupid.
Wow.
Because we because we talked about getting attention and all that other stuff. And then for you to go on live and just try to get all the attention from looking stupid, like, it just really lets you know, like, y'all bitches is dumb as fuck out here, man. Like, for real. And the fact that we chase after y'all dumb asses and just want to be with y'all stupid asses. You know what I'm saying? And then look, hey, CP, because you a man, myself, like, you would know this because you've been around the chemicals, and I ain't talking about, like, some funny shit. One of the bitches told her to put acetone in her fucking hair, dog. Hey, CP, for anybody that don't know what acetone do, can you please let the motherfuckers know?
I wouldn't necessarily suggest it. I mean, if you want to,
like human skin though.
Nah, man.
Come on, dog.
I mean, so it may release some of the. But I mean,
hey man, that shit is burning your fucking scalp.
Yeah.
Like instantly. Like you're feeling this shit.
The Tory.
Not the bald head Tory. Like bird. I lost it, but I'm growing it back, but it's still burnt right
there.
That's
what it's gonna look like.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's gonna look like. But hey man, she a female, so she can get away with, cause a lot of y'all are wearing bald wigs anyway and got the lace fronts anyway. So y'all good. Fake eyelashes, so y'all fake anyway, so y'all, she good. But then it got out of control, because then I seen the white boy or white girl, we're not really sure just yet, do it. Then I seen the nigga do the red cup Gorilla Glue to his face. I seen that shit. And the newest one that's gonna kill y'all right now. A lady waxed her pussy with Gorilla tape, okay? Gorilla tape. So they got glue and then they got tape.
It was probably time.
Is that hairy down there?
It must have been.
Now here
go the funny part.
Yo.
Her girlfriend is there trying to be a friend. I salute this little bitch right here. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yes, I called you a bitch. I don't give a fuck. Look, had a gallon of water and she's just pouring it on her pussy because it's burning that goddamn bad. The wax fucks y'all up already.
Water makes it harder.
What are y'all doing? But I mean, okay, y'all are willing to do this much for attention though? Yeah. And for a bag.
And everybody's not getting a GoFundMe.
That's why we shouldn't even care about the girl who put the shit on her head in the first place. Because
bitch, I don't feel bad for your dumb
she
ass.
Got a Benz,
I got problems.
She got a Benz. She got some money. Like, all because
Slim,
people wanted
got
to see
so
this eyeball.
And then they asked her, why you ain't call the people that made Gorilla Glue? She said,
It's on the Gorilla Glue joint.
On the back of the joint.
When you have problems, call this motherfucking number right now. You stupid bitch.
We got the antidote.
You ain't talking about give a fuck about what you just did.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, man.
And to anybody else out there, I suggest y'all don't do this bullshit right here, man. Because this shit, y'all want to be some bald-headed bitches out here. Mm. And they want, no, I ain't even going to do it. I was gonna be ignorant. I ain't even gonna do it. That's for another show right there. I ain't even gonna do it because I was gonna be ignorant. I ain't gonna do it. But yeah.
Man, shout out to Rhythmics Radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to This, That, and the Third. Saturdays, 7 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in. Bring Your Own Vibe. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. No Tomatoes. Mondays.
Which is coming on right after us.
Monday 7 and 9 is No Tomatoes, right?
Nah, No Tomatoes come on at 10 o'clock after us.
10 o'clock. So stay tuned after we get off the air. Rhythmics Radio, everybody out there. Hope y'all starting your week out well. You know what I mean? You having a little something to drink. Getting yourself down, situated for the rest of the week. You know what I mean? Man, pour something in your cup.
It's tough. We get it.
It's a lot going on.
Man, get your motherfucking first week started off the right way, man. Right. This is what we're here for. Please chime in. We also do encourage all of y'all to make sure y'all call in to the radio station, man. We love to hear y'all comments. Y'all can chime in. Come have some fun with us.
703-951-7003. Make sure y'all call us.
Man.
You know what I mean? We
call
pick
in.
Up, put you on the radio, all that good shit.
Come mess with us. I guess some other people done got back in.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah, man.
So, what we going
to
do?
We about to get into last call. You know what I mean? With the big homie CP. Again, we appreciate you for jumping on.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a minute.
You know what I mean?
It's a pleasure having you here, man.
Because
Gio didn't want to be on the conversations on the rise. He disappeared on us and shit. So.
Well, yeah, man. Like, so C Parker Mobile Detailing Services.
Yeah.
You've been around for a minute, man. How long you been in the game doing your thing?
Going on 10 years, man. 10 years, almost 10 years there.
Yeah, 10 years. First off, man, I'm really proud and just happy to even have you on here because, what people don't know is I really know this nigga. Like, we done chopped it up. Like, I've been around this dude. Like,
we were in the van.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what I wanted to get into, man. Honestly, I saw you, honestly, from nothing to something. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. And I'm really proud of you, and I'm just so happy to have you on the show. So I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it like this. Me and my man CP, my man had a little spot for me to come over there and chill. I was going through some things. My man looked out for the boy. Kept a nigga above float, all this and that. Tried to put me up on game. You know what I'm saying? Show me how to go get a dollar. And I ain't talking about no illegal shit. I'm talking about like real hustle shit. So one day, I can't remember the exact point of what it was, but we went to go do a job about something, and my man was real frustrated about that shit. We down in the basement, we chopping it up, doing what we do, and he said, man, that's the last time I'm about to work for anybody. Mm. And I was looking at the nigga like, damn, like right now, because like we hurting. Right now. Like, so you about to get shot all this shit down. But as much as, you know, say we laugh about that shit, we can joke about that shit. Like, he was dead ass serious about that shit. And to see where he is now, I'm going to let him take over after that. But my man started from nothing to something. Like, real talk. And I've seen it in... You know what I'm saying? Like, I was with him, and I had to go off and do my own thing because he encouraged me to go do my own thing. But with that being said, CP, he said, fuck that. I ain't working for nobody else ever again, and we going to let CP pick up from
that. Salute to that, man. Yeah. Salute to that. Yeah. That's big, man.
That's big, man. So I'm going to let you take off from after that.
To that grind and you know like that mentality. Yeah. You know what I mean? And before we go any further, shout out to Sankofa, Jen. You know what I mean? Shout out to the people, the good people over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. But yeah, man, we seen the grind. We seen it from the basement. We saw, like...
Yeah, I seen it, too.
You ain't have nothing wrapped. You ain't have no vehicles wrapped. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And
you was like I saw it even then. And that shit was, like, probably 7-8 years ago. You know what I mean? So to see you now and everything where you came and all that, and just the brand, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's been hard, man. So, but you get hard work, dedication.
Yeah. There you go.
Make it. That's all it's about. You know, it's about what you want to do and whether you want to, you know, work for somebody or do your own thing.
Yeah,
right. You know, you just got to keep on pushing no matter what, you know, losses, the good stuff, the bad stuff, but you got to be willing to take all that.
So how has everything been going on with the pandemic? How has the pandemic, like, affected C. Parker Mobile Detailing Services?
It slows down. It's definitely had its challenges, just like anything else in any other company. I mean, smaller business, you know, everything don't go the way you want it to go, but at the end of the day, either you keep on going or you know, you let it fail. You know, if I come too far to let it fail, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got to keep on going. So no choice.
So where did you like get that passion, you know what I mean, to, like, did you always want to have a love for detailing, or
it started when I was a kid. You know, my parents, you know, they're father military. My mom worked for the government.
Okay.
You know, so they worked hard. Yeah. You know, so that right there, you know, that put a lot in me, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, just the motivation from other people that I had, you know, around me and stuff like that. Because, you know, you meet a lot of people that do things, you know. If they're doing well, you want them to motivate you as well, you know, or you know, you should use, you know, how far they've come to motivate yourself.
Exactly right. You know, still sharp and still.
Yeah, that's what it's about, you know.
So, well, man, I can honestly say my thing I will say is one of the things I wanted to get into is, like I said, I seen you do this from the bottom and now you're here. What's your advice for anybody and I think we all speak from the same stuff, is like to just jump out there and just jump out there on your own dream. Anything, like what would be that motivation, or what would be that motivational speech that you would tell somebody, like, hey man, like you said, fuck it, I ain't working for nobody else, and just take that leap of faith. What would you say to somebody that's scared to actually do it?
First thing first, you got to understand it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? Period. It's going to be hard. You know, that's what you got to understand that first and foremost, or whatever, you know. So, but I also tell them that, you know, it's whether you want to do it or not. Because the only person that can stop you from success is yourself.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's it. You know, that hard work, dedication, that grind, that you know, this is what I want, you know, for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you get tired of building somebody else's dream. I mean, you know, it's put me in, you know, a good place, in, you know, with my company and stuff like that. But that's somebody else's dream. So, you know.
Yeah. But. Well, I will say, you know, so for everybody else that's not even familiar with it, like I said, I started off with this man down in the basement when he said it. You know what I'm saying? I was a little nervous, but I was nervous because I ain't had my own plan at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My man already seen the vision. He already knew what he wanted to do. And even though that wasn't my vision, the passion and just like the loyalty he took towards to take that chance to step out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciated that. And I will say, he motivated me to do a lot. There was a lot of people that came along with it. And I will say like this, man, like,
Superman, I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it.
No, for real, man, because you know what I'm saying? Like, because I seen it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it brings me back to a story. When me and we just starting out.
Little story, get close with Low.
Yeah, this one of them, get close with Low.
Get close with Low.
But nah, this some real shit, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, me and CPS started off in just like a van with a hose and just some cleaning products, and you know, started off like that.
Yeah.
Later on, my man ended up getting a water tank. A pressure washer, I believe, with a generator.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Okay. And then I think he ended up getting a tank. You know, it was a small little tank at the time.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to use nobody else's water at the time.
Right.
Elevation. And ended up getting a fucking trailer.
Okay.
Because he already had a truck. So one day, we working, went off, had a good day, right?
Get close with your lows, y'all.
Yeah, get close with lows, right? So one day, we, you know what I'm saying, had a good day. We wake up the next morning. We go back in front of the trailer, you know what I'm saying, where you used to stay and shit like that. And the lock was broken. And the motherfucking joint was jaw-like kind of cracked open, right? Right? So look, my man was like, you know, because I was the last one around the truck. He was like, you made sure you locked up? I was like, man, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do my man like this. This and that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, are you sure? You know what I'm saying? Because it was cracked. So he got out of the car, looked at the joint. He noticed that the joint had been cut. Somebody had cut the joint and broke into the joint.
Got him.
But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was in his feelings about his motherfucking joint.
Yeah.
So I felt that.
Right.
So to know, like, even just think about that moment right there.
Yeah.
Let's see, with this nigga, he got sweatshirts, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Hoodies, T-shirts.
Whatever you want. All that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he got some. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to C Parker Mobile.
Yeah. You know, y'all. Hey, he got stickers.
If you need your car washed or everybody on IG right now.
Yo.
If you need.
You know what I'm saying?
If you need anything. Yeah, let me get one of them, man.
Yeah, hey. So, what I'm saying, with that being said, is like, he could have stopped right then and there.
Exactly.
But he didn't.
Got kids.
And so now, what is C. Parker Mobile Detailing doing now, right now? Like, what are you doing now?
Just you doing like everybody else, you know. Yeah. Floating through what's going on right now. You know, prepping for, you know, for the future. You know. Oh, by the way, if you know somebody looking for a job, you know, that's going to work.
Man, no, plug that in.
That's going to work. And put that work in.
Anybody looking for, you know, it? Anybody looking out for
it? So how's the business IG been doing, though?
It's been maintaining. You know, I can't complain. I mean, it could be worse. You know, a lot of people in a worse situation than I am. You know, I'm not in the best situation, but, you know, I'm not going to let that stop me. But
So
yeah. Well, what I wanted to shine a little bit light on is, like I said, you done went from cars to like 18-wheelers out here, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do everything, man.
Talk about that, man. You started with cars. Like, where you at, man? Like, what's now, like,
I saw you doing
what we
boats
doing
and
now?
Shit. Well, like, let's talk about that.
He was doing the boats, too, back then.
Yeah.
He was doing, like, so what we doing now? What we doing? Talk about this shit, man.
18-wheelers, I mean, we do it all. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. You know, if I'm having a mobile service, I want to touch everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just do cars. I don't want to just do boats. You know, I want to do everything. Yeah. I mean, one-stop shop. It's, you know, that's the best thing to do.
That's
you know?
Up,
so, you know, and that's only to get bigger and better, you know.
And you know what else I want to talk about is also, because I remember it, and this was a little while back too, y'all. My man went off to school. What was the school thing about, man?
Shout out to Texas, man. Love all y'all down there, man. Y'all be safe. I flew out to Texas Premier Polishing. Went out there, you know, got a little training. My man Kevin out there put me on.
So what's the details on the polishing? What's going on with the polishing?
We do everything. We do, you know, from hand polishing out to, you know, sanding, aluminum polishing, stainless steel, you know, all those good things, you know.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, honestly, man, like I said, I really wanted to shine a light on that because, like I said, honestly, just for anybody that's just out there and just scared to go take that chance, like.
You got to take that chance, man. The platform is there, man. Yeah. And it's all about promotion, man. You remember, we had packets of flyers.
Yeah, I remember.
All types of different color flyers, you know what I'm saying?
I remember.
A lot of footwork, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Where you at now, man, like I told you, bro, you know I love you, bro.
Love you too, man.
Both of you. You know I love you, man.
Yeah.
You know I love
likewise,
you,
man. Keep like, grinding, honest, dog. Like keep,
for yeah, real. But hold on, but all of us too, man. I mean, we known each other for a long time.
For,
look what we all at.
100%.
That's it ain't just, you know, that's we're growing. That's the most important part. You
one
know
step
saying?
In front of the other, man.
That's it, man. One everybody needs the motivation, other. You know, and to be able to come in on here and you know, this is a platform.
Yeah, this is a platform.
You know what I'm saying? This y'all ain't have to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this means a lot to me. So you know, and that's what it's about. Everybody working with each other. You know what I'm saying? The people 100%. That we know. For
and
a long
this ain't
time.
The last. Yeah. This ain't the last.
Sure. You know,
this ain't the last.
Collaboration is way better than competition, man.
That's what it's about, man. 100%. People got to understand.
And next time, it's going to be a big ass car wash concert mixed in artist, man. That's going to be
we'll be doing events next.
Yeah, you already know.
Definitely. Nah, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
But nah, I am exactly for real. I mean, extremely. Proud of you, bro. Like I said, I was with this man when he said it, and I watched him do
shout
it.
Out, shout out to Sankofa Gym, man.
I appreciate it, man. Shout out to them too. But I am really, really proud of you, man, because like I said, you have motivated me along with my co-host right here,
Ice, man. But you know what I'm saying, that
really just shows like. How much we really hustled and grind to do this.
Yeah.
And and then we did it the legal way, too.
Yep. Yeah.
I want to really push that much.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
None of us got to look around our back. Nobody's into that bullshit that we was into. So, you know, for the younger ones, because, like, for real, your motivation.
You can't put that on your resume.
And they don't get no awards for that.
You can, yeah, exactly.
They don't get no awards for that.
All right, Drake. Oh, Drake
lies. Hey, look.
So, I got one last question for you, man. If you saw a young somebody just like you,
big facts,
coming up, you know what I mean, hungry and especially now in during this time in the pandemic, you know what I mean. Like what could you? And they wanted to be. You know what I mean? Where you're at and in the profession that you're in, like, what kind of advice, what type of gems could you drop to them?
You gotta be happy doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be in for the money. People get into business and think it's just about money. You gotta love doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? What I do is definitely different than what a lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trade my job for a lot of people's job. You know what I'm saying? That may be similar to my job, but I love doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And you got to be happy about doing that. You know, and if you can't be happy about, you know, going to work every day, you know, you got to figure out something else.
Mm-hmm.
Big facts.
And that's what it was to me. You know, I've been blessed to have, you know, all these great jobs that you know, gave me these different trainings for, you know, what I have now with my own company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it worked out good. But at the same time, I still wanted my own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, you know?
That's real,
you know,
bro.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You just gotta love what you're doing,
man. Hey, that's key, man.
I will ask you this. The most famous question we like to always ask. Where do you see C Parker Mobile Day detailing business in the next 5 years?
God willing, grow to where, you know, I got, basically I want to put a team together, you know, people and give people second chance, you know, a lot of people, I've been on both sides of the track, so my goal is to have, you know, people that need a little guidance or something like that to understand that, you know, no matter what you've been through, you know, so you can still get far in life if you want to.
All right.
It's just up to you whether you want to change your life or not, you know. So I want to be able to employ, you know, some of these young kids, get them out of here, because my kids are young too. And these kids
and
now
they young, nigga.
Yeah, well, it ain't that young. Shout out to my babies, you know. Not shout out to my babies, but nah.
You know, you're never too young to reinvent yourself.
They're growing up, so you know, if we can get these kids into something different, you know what I'm saying? That's guys, man, because my company, but my industry will never go away. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Give them something different, man.
Well, we appreciate you for being on, man. We're gonna get into a quick words from Ice. You know what I'm saying? Then we're gonna wrap up, man.
For sure.
But I think something
that's
you
been
said.
Been a pleasure, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, man.
But I think something you said kind of ties into the next segment, which is I wanted to get into, which is words from Ice, and that is the quote for today is, "Don't sit by and let someone else live your dreams." You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say that again louder for everybody in the back.
Definitely.
Don't sit by and let someone live your dreams. And really, to me, man, what that means to me is, man, if you got something, go with it right now.
Yeah.
Don't make no excuse. Yeah. Don't let doubt creep in. Don't let your mama, your cousin, your best friend, you know what I'm saying, say, nah, I don't think you should do it. Do it this way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You can't take that advice, man.
Because I feel like sometimes we also got to understand that sometimes our family and friends can be dream killers.
Yeah.
Just because they don't see the vision or they never been there or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just got to put it out there. And
a lot of people that do that, man, are people that are scared to take that step.
Yeah.
They're scared to take that step, you know, and I've noticed that, you know, but those people motivation.
Yeah.
They're motivation, you know, and that's the biggest problem. People look at other people and be like, I wish I was there instead of just trying to put themselves in there. I don't care what you got going on, man. No competition. There's nothing out here.
Exactly.
Nah, your lane's your lane. Just do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But just love what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, being for real, the long run, man.
That's real. How you feel? You feel about that? You know what I mean?
I feel like, don't let
someone else live your dreams. How you feel about that, big dog?
I definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't never want to sit there and say shoulda, coulda, woulda at the end of the day and never take that chance to see what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, you're going to go through a lot of bumps and bruises in life itself. So why not at least try to chase your happiness, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And live your life.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I feel like because everybody in this building, like, we got kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day...
Not pass down that legacy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like everybody's legacy may be rich and this and that. But I feel like if you felt the need to be a doctor and you felt the need to be, like, a turtle specialist...
Yeah.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Because, like, then if you're not happy, you're going to go home.
It's never
going to
work.
And then you're going to go fuck the home life up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But your kids, too, you don't want to set that type of example.
Yeah.
At least you're going to want to push yourself. And I also say this too much, too, is, like, when you feel like that, I also feel like don't try to push your... I guess you're like your lifestyle or how you wanted to be on your kids.
100%.
I think that kind of fucks our kids 100%. Up a
sometimes
little bit.
As a parent, because
I've done it.
A parent's hard not to do.
Honestly,
because you don't got an instruction manual. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you
exactly.
want the best for your kids.
So
I
really
kind of
wanted to stress that, and I'm glad we talked about it because, like, all of us got kids, and I feel like we all got expectations for our kids. All right,
we might have to talk about that on a future conversation.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Shout out to the COTR gang.
You already know.
Shout out to the IG. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go follow us.
Man, yeah. I appreciate
Conversations
y'all,
on
man,
the Rocks. You know what I'm
hey,
saying?
Hey, man, what's shout out? What we talking about over there, CP? Where we can reach you at?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on all platforms, man. C Parker Mobile Services.
C Parker
Instagram,
Mobile Services.
Facebook, Snapchat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I definitely appreciate it. Let
so
it know.
Yeah, so we just so how somebody got to get they hit you up and that's how they get in contact with you.
Yeah, 202-684-1019. Yeah, definitely got to book an appointment.
Okay,
you know.
Okay, yay.
But hey, so are you DMV this. Like? Can yeah, somebody, you pull up there? Like,
yeah, we're a mobile company, so we definitely come to you.
Okay,
you know, and get you taken care of no matter where you at.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
y'all hear that on the IG, man. Shout out to Duke. What's good, Duke?
I appreciate Nikki, y'all, man.
Y'all need y'all joint details, man. I'll let my man.
See my man.
And for real, it's been overdue. I got to get you to clean the whip up and shit. You know what I mean?
I got you.
I got to get on the calendar and shit.
Yeah, I got you.
I ain't got no whip yet, just yet. But when I get one, you're going to have to
clean. You got to get that one on the calendar too and shit.
I got you, bro. I feel
you.
I appreciate y'all.
So look. Before
having
we go,
me and the bottle up,
we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, man.
We still got shout outs. So, how you feeling?
No,
how
nah,
you feeling,
nah.
Man?
I'm gonna do a little get close with Los.
Oh, you got another one? Oh, you got two
I
get
got,
close
I,
with Los in the
I,
mother.
I,
okay,
nah, I got one more for me. You know what I'm saying? Look, so my man CP, like I say, he be motivating me. Been around a lot of motivating people. So get to the short story. My man got me in there to be backstage with Drake. On a Drake concert, right?
Okay, Drake concert. Let's talk about
this joint was live and shit. Look, when I say like live, like
shout out to Aubrey, shout out to Drake.
Future was there, Miguel was there, Janae Aoki, if I'm saying that right. Am I saying it right? Before she even got like
before anybody knew she was.
She was before Big Sean and shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope
you hope she was? Okay.
She you know what I'm saying, whatever, right? So the concert went well, we had a good time, right? Me and my man CP, we watching everything going on at the hotel and shit. Drake, his bands, Lil Chino XL looking nigga was there, all that shit, right? Me, I don't get excited over it, you know? I don't get excited over a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man, this guy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, like, I don't get excited. Like, I saw Drake get off the tour bus, you know what I'm saying? And everything, like, I experienced a lot of shit that night, right? Let me tell you something.
Let's talk about it.
The nigga put on, like, a hella performance. We was cranking. I ain't gonna lie to you. We was straight cranking.
Okay.
We get to the hotel, and, Drake and them, we waiting for the elevator, because it's, like, a lot of floors in this motherfucking building and shit, right? So, the elevator come up. I think, like, somebody had hopped on, because it was a lot of people.
Bruh hopped on first.
Yeah. Somebody in them had hopped on and got on the joint. Well, no. Actually, I'll take that back. I lied to you. Drake and them was about to get on the elevator. Some dude hollered at Drake and said he had a sister he wanted him to hear his music.
Yeah.
Okay. So they stopped.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, you know, the elevator went up. It came back down. The joint had came back down again. The dude was still hollering. Drake and it was like, man, fuck it. We about to get on the elevator. I went to go reach for the elevator, right? The door was almost about to close, but I stopped it. But, like, it was like this much space left. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe like an inch and a half or something like that. And I'm just holding the joint, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, I'm probably holding, in my mind, I hold it for like 5 seconds. I probably held it for 5 minutes. The little Chino XL nigga said, "We got it," and pushed the door all the way past me, right? Drake and them get on it, and let me tell you something. This was like the during the OVO Fest. It was his birthday, everything
okay,
like
it was
that.
Poppin'.
Yeah, it was popping. Drake
shout
and them
out to
get
all the scorpions out there.
Drake get on that joint and everything like that, right? All of a sudden, I say, you know, CP said, "Happy birthday, Drake." I say, "Yeah, happy birthday, Drake. Yeah, good show." and the door was closing, right? When the door closed, right, I look over at my man CP. My man CP got his hands on his hip like, I'm about to tell Big Bro about this shit right here. Like, I don't believe you just did this shit right here. And I was like, CP, he was too close. And he had just, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake was that nigga right there, man. And that's just getting close with Los, right?
Yo, shout out to Get Close with Los, man. It's always a wild ride.
Hey,
it's always a wild ride.
Always, man.
This man ran and held the elevator for Drake and told him happy birthday and shit.
And Drake never said in a motherfucking thing. But look, hey, man, because we about to close out, man.
I appreciate
y'all.
CP, man, it's love, man. We definitely got to have you on for a future episode, man.
Sure, man, anytime.
I love seeing the growth and where you came and, bro, like.
Same to y'all, too, you know, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all's growth is amazing.
Now you got liquors and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sanko for Jen.
That's my man, man.
You know what I mean?
We're going to
get him on the show, too.
Yeah, we got to bring him up here, man.
Conversations on the Rocks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mondays, 8 p.m., man. It was a pleasure, man. It was a pleasure.
Thank y'all, man. It's definitely a pleasure, man.
Man, you already know what it is, so.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out to Ice, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Diamond Princess, my three little half-A's.
Shout out to the fam, man. Love y'all.
Shout out to my kiddos.
Hey, you already know what's up.
Shout out to Rhythmics,
what's up,
James?
And Rhythmics. So, thank you.
Rhythmics Radio. Everybody listening on the airwaves, appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Hey, it's always love. Make sure you start your week out right. Make sure you always have your conversations on the rocks.
Be
and
safe.
Stay tuned
smart.
In, man.
Yeah, be space.
Love y'all. Be space, too. What my man just said. Hey, love y'all, man.
Love y'all,
hey,
too,
hey.
Man. Appreciate y'all, man.
One.
Should be real.
Real talk.
Snake.
Yup. Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Streets, they don't love you. But I did what I had to. I got compacted, I ran through.